City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bradman. We got a special listeners edition of Pogo City Radio. We're starting this show off with Negative Charge. Lock and Lay. Right, that was Negative Charge right there with Lock and Load. That track was submitted on Pogo City Radio's Instagram and was the first track of today's listener appreciation Pogo, where we go and all the people who follow our Facebook and like our Instagram, they get a notification that says, hey, we're gonna play your fucking band. And then they send us links and then we play their fucking band. That's how it works on Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew, if you didn't know, by the way. You probably did. You probably did. But yeah, like I said, that was Negative Approach. That was not Negative Approach. That was Negative Charge with Lock and Load. And I'm not sure where those guys are out of, but you can find their track on YouTube on the Forgotten Rebel channel. And also, I'm sure you can just type in Negative Charge, Lock and Load, and you will find it. But thanks for hanging out with us on our 422nd Pogo, which kind of makes it the 420th one. There you go.
Reefers.
There you go. Now, see these listener episodes, right? It's really a pain in the ass, and it really kind of like makes my computer run slow, and you know, things don't go as planned all the time. But that last track, like I said, was submitted on Instagram by Jesse Struggle. And we're going to get to another band once my computer wants to function properly. See, the big problem is, right, Instagram. We have a great following on Instagram, and we have a lot of bands on Instagram, so I like to invite them to, like, post links so we can play them and shit. But Instagram, the page itself, it doesn't, like, do hot links. Like, if you put in a link, it doesn't make it clickable. So then I actually have to go on my computer onto Instagram.com, which runs like garbage, by the way. Like, Instagram.com is not meant to be accessed. But and then I got to cut and paste all the links into separate windows, and then I have too many windows open, and everything slows the fuck down. But now that it's all caught up, we're going to get to a band called Scars Like These. They are out of Philadelphia. We have played them before. Here is PC America.
The beast
right, that was Scars Like These coming out of Philadelphia with PC America. You can find more from them on Bandcamp.com or go to scarslikethese.bandcamp.com. Give them a follow, like I just did, and we're going to get you to the next track. And this was also submitted on Instagram by Kayla. And of course, we will play Kayla's track. Here's Cherry Pop coming out of Long Island with Brains. Cherry Pop, coming out of Long Island. If you want more from them, go to cherrypopli.bandcamp.com for more. That track was called Brains. They are out of Long Island, like I said. Okay, let's keep cruising through these listener submissions because we appreciate our motherfucking listeners. You know what I'm saying? We like to give back. We don't get anything, though, so I don't know what we're giving back. I guess we're just giving. You bitches need to give to us. That's what the fuck needs to happen. There you go. There you go. Like I said, that last track was Cherry Pop. Let's check out this St. Louis band. And which band was this? I remember I listened to, I'm not going to lie, I listened to most of these. So I have to, which band is this? Anti-Thought. Okay. This track is called Lies. These guys are out of St. Louis, Missouri. And this is coming off the 2017 demo. Here's the track, Lies.
Lies, God's rainbow of lies.
All right, that was Anti-Thoughts right there, coming out of St. Louis, Missouri. Like that a lot. That's off the Fall Tour Demo 2017. Kind of a weird name. They got plenty of other releases, so try them out. Those guys sound awesome. Like them a lot. And remember, all the bands that we've played on this show so far have submitted their track to get played on Pogo City Radio by going to our Instagram, at Pogo City Radio. And, you know, liking it, following it, and waiting for the posts to come up. So you should do the same thing, especially if you're in a band. And remember, Pogo City Radio cranking out at least, the only commitment I give is at least 2 episodes a week, which I stick by. Now, sometimes I might do 8 episodes in a week. Not so much lately because nothing's going on. But yeah, there will always be 2 episodes a week. They will be at random times, whenever the fuck I feel like it. Sometimes I will be very drunk. Sometimes I will be very stoned. Sometimes there will be many of us. Sometimes I might just talk about jerking off for a half hour. You never know what you're going to get. It's like a game of Russian roulette. It's kind of like that with some of these tracks, too. Because believe me, I did not play them all. All right, but we are going to get to the next band. Now, where are these guys from? I believe we have played these guys before. Maybe not, though. I'm not sure. Here is Looks So Sick, coming out of Kentucky. Oh, your house burned down? Fuck you, pay me. Oh, you lost your car? Fuck you, pay me. Oh, your kid's sick? Fuck you, pay me. Fuck You, Pay Me is the name of the song. Goodfellas, you got it? You got it? Looks So Sick, out of Kentucky, up next. So Sick. Bare bones punk rock from Eastern Kentucky. Get more from them on Bandcamp. So pretty much all the tracks we've played have been from Bandcamp so far. And we are going to get to one more from Bandcamp, probably a bunch more, actually. I don't know why I said one more. But here is Anal Mites. That should be fun.
Oh, yeah! Oh, God!
Welcome to Assault Mike. Every summit is so damn by the universe.
listening, you're not dead. Cowering in trance, be insulted, and be your leaders will scream, insulted, and eaten.
Right, that was Assault right there. Anal Mites being the name of the track. You can find more from them, asalt.bandcamp.com. All right, so yeah, how the fuck you live listeners been doing? I see Renee, I see Jess, I see Muggsy, Alex, David. How you people doing today? How you doing? You enjoying this listeners pogo? Trying to give those people who can't play shows anymore a way to get out there a little, be heard, you know what I mean? Also, you know, it's a legal requirement that they tell the entire world that they're on the show and that everyone must listen to it or they will die. That's how it works, making a deal with the devil. But yes, normally, like I said, if this is your first time listening to the show, normally we're promoting a bunch of shows, and hopefully we'll be back to promoting a bunch of shows too, but there ain't no fucking shows right now. That being said, some parts of the country starting to reopen. I don't want there to be shows too quick. I'm not that anxious for shows that I need my parents to die. So let's make sure everything's all good and ready before we bring them back. And I guess we got some lab rats in Georgia. Maybe anti-heroes. Maybe they'll do a show. Aren't they from Georgia, right? Or is that anti-scene? I don't know. I think it's anti-heroes. One of the anti-bands. Maybe they'll do a show, and we'll conduct an experiment and see if everyone lives or not. Yeah. All right. So I got to get over. Now, we played all the songs that were submitted on the Instagram. So let's get over to Pogo City Radio's official Facebook. Now that Instagram's out of the way, maybe the computer will run better. Who the fuck knows? Because, you know, everyone is home and on the internet, and everything is running super slow. It fucking pisses me off, especially like when they're like deliberately lowering speeds, which I understand. But then, bitch, you need to deliberately lower my bell, slut, my bill. Like, what the fuck? Like, how are you going to slow my speed? I pay for a goddamn gig. If you're not going to give me a goddamn gig, you need to give me some goddamn money. You know what the fuck I'm saying? Right? 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 Okay. Yes. I am stalling to get to these Facebook posts because these are all kind of pushed far down. I was supposed to do this show a couple days ago. LCJ was actually here too, out of nowhere. Wasn't eating anything, wasn't drinking any. I got the worst toothache I have ever had in my life. Couldn't talk, couldn't talk, couldn't play. But I said we got Muggsy in the live feed, and I've told you about Mad Dog Surrender, and we've played them on here from time to time. Also found out that Muggsy is in Sinbin, so here's Fight to Live by Sinbin, coming out of the valley, up next on
Pogo City Radio.
Fight to live.
right, that was Sinbin coming out of the Lehigh Valley right there. Fucking Allentown. That was a cover by Blitz, of course. Pretty awesome. I like it. I like it. And it kind of reminds me of a band that my old band used to play with, and a band that Mad Dog Surrender also used to play with. And it's going to take me a minute to find this track. We're going to get over to Sean Yunchuk's other band, one of his older bands, talking about Common Voice. And I believe this track, because that definitely does not sound like what was the band that they were playing in with Mark and Sean? What the fuck? What band was that? It was like a hardcore band. The Sinbin with Sean. All three of these bands with Sean sounds a little bit more like Common Voice. A little bit more my style. Here they are with Better Off Dead. Sick 86 was the name of the band I couldn't think of a second ago. And Better Off Dead is not playing. Here we go. Common Voice, also from the Lehigh Valley, up next. Some music from the Lehigh Valley in those last tracks. Now, that band Common Voice, not around anymore. The band before that, Sinbin, with the same singer. You guys can go to sinbin.bandcamp.com. Now, Muggsy says there's other tracks, but I don't see them. But I don't know. Go follow, and when the other tracks are uploaded, or when that 7-inch comes out that I know they're putting out, you'll be able to find it there. So go to sinbin.bandcamp.com. Now, we're going to get to another one of our favorite listeners. And we play these guys on here fairly frequently, but we can play them some more. We love these Virginian bastards in the unsubs. Here they are, up next. Yes, you can say that I'm an unsub. version of that song right there. I assume that one's with the new singer. That was The Unsubs. You can get more from them on Bandcamp as well, theunsubs.bandcamp.com. They got a couple releases out. Love those guys. And they were actually supposed to be playing with Mike Blanks and the Wasted Paradabs last Saturday at Tim and Jade's wedding. But that shit has been postponed, obviously. So we'll see what comes of it. Hopefully, the Unsubs will still be able to make the trip, but who knows? But yeah, can't wait for them shows to come back, you know what I'm saying? You'd think I didn't want to play in Mike Blanks and the Wasted Paradabs. It took us 5 minutes to think up that name, god damn it. But yes, now this next band has a lot of like Asian symbols in their name. I do see the track's called Televangelist. So we're going to try these guys out. And they're on YouTube. Let's see if we can get some more Hag Sal with Televangelist up next. Sal with Televangelist, not Televisionary, Televangelist. I don't remember what I said the first time. I don't know. I'm all thrown off because their name's written in some other language and then it's translated. But yeah, they were pretty fucking cool. So go check them out. Find them on YouTube, Hagsal. There you go. Look for more. Now, we got some more tracks for you people. Some more. Now, why don't we get to a now there's a bunch of bands that we're cool with and listen to Pogo City Radio that are on this new comp on Bandcamp, Punk and Oi, Quarantined by Oi to the World. So you guys can go to Oi, the number two, theworld.com. Nope, said that wrong. Oi to the world.bandcamp.com, and you guys can get this new comp Elation with plenty of awesome bands like Old Tigers, Despise New Jersey, The Drew Gets, Mob Mentality, plenty of bands, The Diamond Dogs. So we're going to play The Ice Cold Killers. We're going to play a bunch of bands off this comp because it was submitted and we love these motherfuckers. And I don't think it's available for hard copy. It is a digital album. So go over to Oi to the World with the number two. .bandcamp.com to get the whole goddamn thing. We've done a bunch of shows with a bunch of these people like Dead Blow, Hammer, and all the other bands I just noticed. There is a fuck ton of tracks on here. 25 from, I believe, 25 different bands. Now, Ted from The Despised sent it our way. So here's one of their newer tracks. Got this one on vinyl. Despised NJ with Born Rejected up next. NJ right there, Despised NJ, Born Rejected. Why don't we get to a Pennsylvania band? These guys coming from up north, I believe. Here's Old Tigers. Old Tigers from Pennsylvania. More from them on Bandcamp. I remember they played, I think it was the punk block party or the second or third, one of them. One of the real good ones. One of the ones with Blanks and the Parasitics and Old Tigers. I forget who else played. It was a fun time. Fun motherfucking time. Crazy in the Brains? I want to say Crazy in the Brains played. Actually, yeah, it was playing fucking poker online with fucking Jess, Renee, Johnny Baby, Johnny Oi, Mike Blanks, and Jeff from fucking Crazy in the Brains. Actually, if you go way back into the archives, about 2 years, you can find an episode with Jeff and Chris from New Jersey Xylophone Punk Band, Crazy in the Brains, in the archives of Pogo City Radio. Go look for that shit. I just said all that. You would think I had a Crazy in the Brains track queued up. I do not. Maybe we'll play one later. But we are going to get to one of the first people to hit me up and ask me to do another listener's edition, and I'm glad because I almost forgot to play them. Here they are, also coming out of Pennsylvania, the Pogos with Duct Tape. All right, that was the Pogos right there. Like I said, they're from Pennsylvania. A lot of fun. We've played them a bunch of times on here. And we are going to get to another band who hit me up a couple weeks ago asking to get played. I think we have played the War Lovers. I'm trying to think of what the band there was before the War Lovers. And I know we've played them. I can't think of what band it was. They were actually supposed to play that Pogo Punk Block Party I was talking about, and but they are not. They did. I don't remember. I'm very high, very confused. My computer's freezing, and I'm all fucked up.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
I may have fucked up here.
Perhaps. I don't know what the hell's going on right now. For some reason, it just says Street Punk on my screen. It should say War Lovers, but having some trouble with that. So fuck, we're fucked in the ass, right? I guess we're not gonna play the War Lovers right now. We'll come back, see if we can get them in the next track. Let's get to the lovely ladies in the Drugettes up next, coming out of Philly with Teenage Nights.
Teenage nights, we're gonna set the world alight. Go! Grew up
Dudettes. Now, there are plenty of episodes in the archives where you can hear one of the Drugettes on the show, one of the four, but then there's also the Pogo City Radio Thanksgiving episodes, one of my favorite episodes. You should really go back into the archives and listen. We had three of the four members, and they were not all here at the same time for some reason. I forget why. Elijah was here early playing video games, did the beginning of the show, had to leave, and then Jen and fucking Rachel got taken all through God's country on a backwoods detour with Pat from fucking Battalion and Violent Society. Then they finally got here, and it was a good time. Pat got a lot of awesome stories in there as well. So go to the Pogo City Radio Thanksgiving with the Drugettes special episode and check that out. Now, who the fuck? Okay, the War Lovers. I did get this to work right now. And I believe this is their newest release. Don't quote me on that, though. These guys coming out of Syracuse. Guys and gal. Guy and gal coming out of Syracuse, New York. Two-man band. Here is the War Lovers with 4 years of War. War Lovers, coming out of Syracuse, New York. Find more from them. They got a couple releases up on Bandcamp, thewarlovers.bandcamp.com. That track right there was Punk is a War. Now, yes, what else do we have? I know we got some more tracks. I'm now on my my personal Facebook where I said, hey, we'll play your band and shit. But yeah, okay, so we got one here from Standoff. Like these guys, played them a couple times before. They sent us an album in the mail and some stickers and shit. We love it when you motherfuckers do that. Keep them coming. Here's more Standoff with Masturbation on Reverb Nation. Masturbator. Masturbator. That's right.
Degrees, spin on my arms and I arrive at the shallow seas. Him on my feet, down I pound on the crust. Swim fits the kids are any peak, yep, I'm kinda crust. Passing out fast, all of the imaginary lines, faster than fast, blurring out the traffic signs. Circumnavigate the north and south poles. Can't keep track of even GPS controls now. Absolute and relative locations round the world. Crisscross the dateline just to watch it all unfurl. Can't grasp the character of the place. Whole lot of people joining in the fucking rat race. Common elements that make up this region. Yeah, the summer, the fall, winter, spring of the season. It's the human condition, touches ecosystems. Chase has got us now, all playing the victim.
Red! Yo! Red! Yo! Red! Yo! narcotics, yeah. From every corner of the globe, listen, I'll be yelling. Chasing me east to west, call me F. Magellan. I'm a global pandemic, strike you like disease. I've touched seven continents, I bathe in the seven seas. Reconciled native cultures to explore as far and wide. Each of us is just a moon trying to stem the tide. Spread like wildfires, human interactions on a floating sphere. Survival distraction. Red.
Standoff right there with a new track. It's not Masturbation or Masturbator or any of those. It's Standoff. Go find more Standoff. It is not Masturbator, though. It's some weird word. I don't know. Mapsturbator? It's Mapsturbator. 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 Whatever the fuck that means. Those guys, ska, coming out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Like I said, go over to Reverb. nation.com, type in The Standoff, and you will find those motherfuckers there. Now, we do have a few more tracks for you. Now, this one was submitted by Nick Grant. He said he hopes me and mine are safe, and here's his little track and vid for our listening and watching pleasure. So let's get to what it's all about. You guys can find more on YouTube. Freedom Faction, the track, what it's all about. All right, that was Freedom Faction right there. And you can go to YouTube, type in Freedom Faction, what it's all about, to find that track. Now, we are going to be getting out of here. It's going to take me a minute to find this last track. It's pushed so far down my I found it, thank God. It's pushed so far down my Messenger feed because it was sent to me in Messenger, and it's back from April 24th, and I have like 30,000 conversations that's happened in the past week. But luckily, I found it. Now, I've mentioned a couple times one of the punk block parties we did a couple years ago. These guys actually played that show too. They were the opening band. I forget where they're from. I want to say they're from somewhere in like New York State, but I could be dead wrong. They could be from fucking Argentina. I wouldn't know. And that is not the right link. Son of a bitch. God damn. I said god damn. All right. We are going to jump over onto Bandcamp because I know Totally Gnarly is on Bandcamp. I'm going to assume that it's, hopefully it is, totallygnarly.bandcamp.com. And gnarly, of course, spelt with a G. We all know that, right? We all know gnarly's spelt with a G. I always knew that. That makes so much sense. I love the fucking English language. Bandcamp.com. Real entertaining. I know. This is why you should send proper links, people. Let this be a lesson to you. God damn. I said god damn. Now, fucking Renee is one of our listeners, and she usually gets her panties in a twist if we don't play some blank 77. So why don't I give you guys a little treat, and we'll say Renee said to play this. We'll lie. Actually, she does always yell at me anytime I don't play blanks or give their Facebook or something like that. So I guess it counts. My whole computer is frozen. I was trying to change the tracks because it's not working. And I was going to play blank 77 while I found the fucking Totally Gnarly page. But, you know, the world hates Andrew Bedlam. I'm not going to lie. I am feverishly typing on my phone right now some blank 77 to get you guys some party train, if I can make it work. Life's a bitch and then you die, right? This is why it sucks when I don't have co-host, when all the computers are completely locked up. We have one or two more songs to play, and suddenly everything takes a shit. Now my mic stand's breaking. I'm going to hang myself by the end of the show. Just letting you know. Whatever song comes up next is the song we're going to play. That's what we're going to do. We're going to play whatever song I can fucking get to work next. And I think it's If You Were Beer. Fucking Andrew Bedlam running Pogo City Radio off his goddamn cell phone. What you gonna do about it? They can try to silence us, but they will fail. Now, I did get to Totally Gnarly's Bandcamp. I got it. And I don't know specifically which track they wanted us to play, and I don't recognize this album, so I'm gonna click this one. I'm gonna assume it's the new one, because I recognize the other two, and they are from Gloversville, New York. I don't know what the fuck is going on with this goddamn computer. It really hates Totally Gnarly for some reason. Okay. Oh, we're going to be getting fucking out of here. I feel like the show for a listener pogo went pretty smoothly. Some of the older listener program pogos used to be a pain in the dick because for me to jump to all these different websites, everything starts fucking lagging and fucking people send me dead links or I'll say send me your punkin' oi band and it'll be like some techno band. But I think this one was a pretty good one. I enjoyed it. We always enjoy doing the episodes. We love all the listeners. And that's why we do it, because we sure as shit don't get no goddamn money. Maybe a few blowjobs here and there. I'm not going to complain about that. But we sure as shit don't get any goddamn money. So we appreciate them likes and them shares. And remember, we always want you to share Pogo City Radio. But if we played your band today, share that shit. Say you're on it. Say we're awesome. And tell people to blow us. I'm Andrew. We're getting out of here with Totally Gnarly. Catch you next time.